Good morning. I want to welcome you here to our worship service this morning. It's a nice foggy day. I'm glad you guys ventured out to see not much because the fog is so bad. But I just keep saying that you gotta imagine living in the mountains, and then it makes it a whole lot better. But no, and then the fog goes away, and you don't see any mountains. So I want to start off with a little few announcements this morning. If you couldn't smell and you didn't remember, there's a carry-in dinner after the service today, and we just want to welcome you to stay and come and eat with us and have some fellowship and stay for Sunday school while you're at it, because that's a lot of fun, and might as well stay for the food. So there's also next week, there's baptism. If you guys are still looking to be baptized, it's not too late to come talk to one of us. We'd love to be able to help you in your journey and keep you accountable as you make that decision and following Christ and what he commands. Be pretty sweet. Next week, there's no chosen study next week because of the Super Bowl, because that's way more important. No, I'm kidding. The youth group is going to have a party here, and that's going to be starting at 5, so you guys don't want to hear us while we're there. So that's not next week, but they'll pick up the following week on the 18th. And then you can read about Sunshine's Megateen happening in March. Just make note of that. And if you guys know anybody that would like to participate, talk to one of the Sunshine people, talk to me. We've got papers. There's stuff out there in the foyer to hand out and give away, and paper's cheap, and you can give them away so they come to Sunshine and have a good time together. We're still also looking for a church decorator, so if you guys are still interested in that, come talk to somebody that knows more, and then they can get you hooked up. Are there any other announcements today? If not, we'll go to our call to worship, which is from Colossians 2, 13 and 14. And it says, "And you were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses, by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross."
Again, we welcome you to our worship service. I ask you to take your hymn books or look up on the screen and stand with me. We're going to sing number 338, At Calvary. Number 338, At Calvary.
Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified. Knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. By God's word at last my sin I learned. Then I trembled at the law I'd spurned, till my guilty soul imploring turned to Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Now I've given to Jesus everything. Now I gladly know him as my King. Now my raptured gold can only sing of Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty. Calvary. Oh, the love that drew salvation's blood. the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did spend at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary.
Very good singing. If you take a moment to greet one another, let each other know you're glad they're here. Again, we're grateful that you have chosen to worship with us this morning, and especially those online that maybe could not make it in because of the fog or for health reasons or other reasons. This is the opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises, just a couple of them to be remembering. This is the week that Nathan Bonebright transitioned to Colorado Springs, and so we need to pray for him and his new living arrangement, as well as for Brian and Deb, especially for their trip back. And continue to pray for my wife. She is on her second week after her knee replacement, and we're making our appointments. Just continue to pray that find comfort for that knee, as well as the strength and the mobility. Also, Erica Hargan had her ankle surgery. Got to see her this week, and she is doing better, but again, both Tammy and her on their second surgery for the other leg, and sometimes that it just makes it a little more difficult. Not sure why that. Also, our missionary of the month is the Sunshine Bible Academy, and grateful for the opportunity to minister to students. One of the huge praises for them this week, not only the pie auction was Friday, it sounded like that went well, but also the one-act play went to state this year and did quite well, along with not only the play, but the individuals involved received Superior Actor Awards. Those individuals would be Natasha Apple, Katie Cruz, Tanner Fox, River Jones, Trevor Laskowicz, Ezra Stiglmeyer, Joshua Stomprud, and Owen Watson. So we're grateful for how God used them and the talents and abilities. Also for Lauren Hahn as the coach. I did not realize this, but out of your 6 years of coaching, this is the third year you've made state. So you choose good groups, and congratulations. So it is. And it is just the reminder of the opportunities of co-curricular activities for all our schools, that not just athletics, but grateful for a well-rounded opportunity to grow. Are there any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Faye.
I think we should remember the Rick and Melanie Dunsworth family. They lost their house in a fire on Wednesday, and their two cats.
So the Dunsmore family lost their house in a fire this past week, along with the two cats, and we know that they're family members too, but grateful that everyone else was okay. But it is a huge mountain to think about how to replace things. So praying for them, Rick and Nalani Dunsmore. Deb. And that's just the reminder. Down in Springs this past week, a young girl was hit trying to cross the road, get to the school bus, and her name is Reba. We will be praying for her as her recovery, but it's just the reminder of the fog and how difficult it can be to get around. June, you had... That's the great thing about prayer. It doesn't matter anyone's worth. It is, in God's eyes, everyone is worthy. So, but the update on June's brother Chuck and his wife Diane, they are back up in Mobridge, still dealing with the after effects of his hip surgery, but also dealing now with the car issues to get that fixed. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Mike.
Waiting for tomorrow. My dad is having a hip replacement surgery. Prayers for that. Prayers for peace. Really anxious about it. So.
And your dad's first name?
Jim.
Jim. So Mike's dad, Jim, a week from tomorrow will be having hip replacement surgery. And so we will be praying for peace of mind and heart as well as for healing. It can be quite anxious. So we'll be praying for Jim. Any other? Yeah, Ernie.
Several days ago, a law enforcement officer in Newby County was killed in the line of duty. So pray for all of his loved ones.
Yes, a deputy in Moody County was killed in the line of duty this past week, and so we do need to thank you for the reminder, Ernie, that we'll be praying for the county, but also and his coworkers, but also for his family. Dale.
We talked to John and Liz this morning. Ask John and Liz about their week this week. They had another appointment this weekend.
I've lost John. Oh, there they are. You're putting on the spot.
Yes, my husband has an appointment on Friday with a cardiologist. And he has another echo, just to have an updated one. But then I think after this appointment is when his cardiologist wants to present his case down to the surgeon in Omaha. And we're maybe going to hopefully get more of an idea of when he will have surgery. I know his last appointment, his cardiologist mentioned that they'd be doing it right around the
okay.
Just pray that the echo was good. So far, I mean, he's growing, he's fine, but he wants to do another echo and then we'll go over there.
Hey, well, thank you for the update and thank you, Dale, for reminding us of the update. But for Miles, John and Liz's son, that he has an appointment Friday for an echo, and they'll be getting more conversations with the cardiologist down, I'm assuming that's a children's hospital down in Omaha.
Yes. Yep. No, I guess
okay.
We'll know more when we get
it. It is the anticipation and such, so we'll be praying for peace of heart and mind, but also that, and God can do miraculous things, as he has demonstrated already. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you so much for how you do watch out over us, that when you created this world, you were actively involved, as Genesis records. You spoke this world into existence. You formed man from the dust. You formed Eve from Adam's rib. And you stay and have stayed involved. You didn't just walk away. Ultimately, you saw that from the very beginning of time, before you created us, that we would sin, that the fellowship between us and you would be broken, and you commissioned and predestined your Son to die on our behalf. Father, I thank you for his willingness to come to the cross, for his obedience to your will, for his willingness to leave everything, that he did not cling to his title, cling to his position, that he could, but he came willingly to seek and to save those who were lost. And I thank you, Father, that the results of the cross, that the sins of the world, past, present, and future sins of everyone, has been paid for. Father, because of his sacrifice, we can call you Father, that we can come and as a family lift up these requests. Father, we pray for Nathan Bonebright as he transitions and is getting used to the facility he's at and the house and the housemates, a roommate, the staff, and pray that this transition will go smoothly. For Brian and Deb as they say goodbye and head back this way, that you would give them peace of mind and heart, that Nathan is exactly where he needs to be. And Father, we are grateful for the steps that he has taken and the healing that you've done in his life, and we pray for continued healing. Father, we also lift up others that have had surgery or anticipating surgery. I pray for my wife, Tammy, that you would continue to heal, bring comfort as well as strength through the therapy. Pray for Erica Hargens and her ankle surgery. Lift up Mike's dad, Jim, as he anticipates, and maybe with some trepidation, the hip replacement, that you would guide the surgeons as well as the healing process, but as only you can, bring the peace that passes all understanding that would guard his heart and mind. We lift up Miles to you and the appointments this week, the echocardiogram, and the ask for wisdom for the doctors involved, and that we are grateful for how you've moved in his life and that he is growing and the addition he is to the family. And we just pray for wisdom as they move forward and for answers as well. Father, we pray for this young girl from Springs, that Reba, that you would be with her and that you would place your healing hand upon her and that you would intervene in this situation. We also think of the sheriff's deputy from Moody County and his family, with him being taken away in the line of duty. Just the reminder of our first responders and our law enforcement of how quickly things can change in an instant. We just pray that you would protect as each of those individuals protect us and our community. Father, we pray for the Dunsmore family and the loss of their home, that you would provide for them in a miraculous way as they pick through the ashes as well as look at moving forward. We're grateful that none of them were hurt in this time. Father, we also lift up the different ministries that our church supports. We're grateful for the emphasis this month on SBA and in the midst of the semester for the pie auction. We're grateful for each one that donated for the classes that are undertaken and what the PTF Fund can help come alongside of different teachers, but also for the co-curricular activities. We pray that you would use the lessons learned through the one-act play and the accolades to draw each of the students closer to you and figuring out how to use their talents and abilities. Father, we do pray for our other schools as in the midst of the sports seasons and as wrestling is starting to look towards regions and state, that you would protect and watch over our athletes. For our world, there is much to be concerned about, and you understand and you are acting. Father, help us to be praying, especially for this year being an election year, that for our elected leaders, we ask that they would acknowledge and follow wholeheartedly after you, and those that do not, that you would bring individuals alongside that would draw them, that would present the message, the saving message of Christ. Father, we pray for our service. We thank you for your presence here in our midst, that we can honor and glorify you, and for the offering we're about to receive from your people, that you would use it for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
This last week, it's been really foggy. A lot. Everybody's kind of experienced that and stuff. And there is a beauty to fog when the frost comes. It's a layer of, to me, it's a layer of crispness, and it's a layer of clarity because the ice is so beautiful where it lays or the frost is. And I know God gives us different things for different reasons. And the fog, when it's like this and it's driving through, it's really hard. But when we see his beauty through the rough times of life and through just through our everyday life, it makes us realize and refocus in the fact that he is present, he's here, he died on the cross, He saves us. We get to live with him in eternity. And so it's a blessing to me in some ways, and then in other ways, I'm sure everybody has their feelings. But we're going to sing. We're going to praise God. And I ask you to stand and do that with us.
In the sea.
prepare our hearts for the sermon and the words that will touch us and we'll be able to grow and glorify God with.
And we thank you that you do know what is in our hearts, and despite the depravity and the sin that's there, that you love us anyway, and that you sent your Son to die on the cross to pay for our sins, that we might be reconciled to you. We ask you to be with our time now as we look in your word and we're reminded of the significance of communion. We pray that we'd be attentive to what you have to say to us this morning through your word. In Jesus' name we pray.